Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day to come and praise God. I've got quite a few notices. The first one, there's a trek from Cliff College to Morecambe, or Morecambe if you prefer, which we'll be calling here at lunchtime tomorrow. If you wish to come and meet some of the walkers, you're quite welcome. The next one is on Friday, Good Friday, the opener service at Bamber Bridge, as you know. We will be walking down, I think it's, is it 10:45? Something like that, yeah, 10:45. Usually they go for hot cross buns and a drink somewhere. It was originally intended that we go to St Mary's, Brownage, but it's been changed now and it is to St Aidan's. So that's the first one. Any posters for Holy Week that we usually have are in the foyer if you'd like to take one on your way out. That's great. Now, as you know, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. If you could possibly bring a flower or two for the Easter cross, we'd be very grateful for that, so that we can fill it up and make it look beautiful. If you are coming to the 8 o'clock communion service and you wish to stay for breakfast, and you want some breakfast, if you'd like to put your name on the list so that the people that are doing the catering will know what to make. The list is on the notice board at in the fellowship room. Now, we've got a message today from James Wilde. Since arriving in Preston Ribble in August 2019, Janet Titterton has exercised a ministry of preaching, teaching and pastoral care that is valued in her context and in the staff team. She has worked in difficult circumstances in a new context, not least of which has been the COVID pandemic. Janet has found it impossible to exercise ministry to her own satisfaction or to fulfil her calling. This has resulted in frustration and stress, which has undermined her well-being. It is therefore with great sadness and regret that Janet is requesting a curtailment of the appointment in order that she may seek another station more suited to her gifts and graces and where she may better flourish. She is looking to enter the stationing process as soon as possible. So we wish Janet well on that one. Today it's our privilege to have the Reverend Derek Oldham with us, who used to have was a minister in this circuit at Longton and New Longton. So we welcome you, Derek.
Thank you, Carol.
Welcome.
Carol.
Hello. could I ask Eric and Margaret to bring our Lenten liturgy? Thank you.
On our journey through Lent, may these symbols be reminders of the road Jesus took, the road of pain and suffering, the path of self-giving love. May they also remind us of the suffering of the world and challenge us to respond.
The palm branch is a symbol of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. The reading is taken from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent out two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're doing this, say that the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly." They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." When the king comes, how will he come? In streets full of cheering people, lifted high, surrounded by security guards, at the head of his army, soldiers marching behind and before, tanks, missiles, with aircraft flying overhead, or as a politician cocooned in a fast car, hurrying past ordinary folk, sirens blaring on his way to meet important people. Or will he come among us? Will he listen to us and know us? Will he be one of us, one with us? Such a king truly will be a king of the people. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to make you the king of our lives and to obey you. Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Very nice. The last time I was in this church leading worship, I think it was a funeral. Because your minister was on sabbatical and I ended up doing this funeral. And if you've ever heard the story told perfectly by Mr. Bertram, it's the funeral where Uncle Mick was present. Have you heard that story?
No.
Well, I'm not going to tell you now. It'll spoil the worship. But if you want to know it, Michael is your man. It was a wonderful man. Anyway, that's some. We're going to continue with our worship as we have a call to worship. And I would invite you to join in with the word. Oh, I can say, look at that. With the words in the bolder type. We tell your story. We follow in your footsteps. We walk towards the city. We wait in the garden. We journey towards death. But we hope for resurrection. Amen. It's wonderful to be here and sharing worship with you this morning. Now, as I live in the adjoining circuit, we're going to begin our worship today as we sing from Singing the Faith, number 317, "At the Name of Jesus, Every Knee Shall Bow." Beautifully sung, but I want to give you a word of advice. Just a brief word. When you're singing a hymn of praise, smile. I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, they look really miserable this morning. Smile while you, I know you can smile while you sing, you can smile with your eyes. Smile while you're singing a hymn of praise. It do your world a good. Honestly, it will. We'll try it next time round. Let's pray together. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts. O living God, age after age, the children of dust make their way to holy places in search of you. And yet, you are closer than our own hands or feet. In temples and in churches, people make sacrifices and offerings. But what you seek is the love and well-being of your children. Your word promises that those whose hands are clean and whose hearts are pure can climb the heavenly hill. But who are we to do that? Our journey through life, our hearts and our hands have become stained and dirtied. O Lord, if we have stretched out our hands in greed or lust or love of money, cleanse us by your mercy. If our hearts have been tainted by pride or resentment, cleanse us by your mercy. If we have turned aside from our pilgrimage to follow the world's ways or to seek false gods or spirits other than your Holy Spirit, cleanse us by your mercy. Father God, you forgive the sins of all who turn to you in sincerity. You cleanse the penitent heart from all uncleanliness. Lord, set our course according to your word, so that we may take up afresh the challenge of the journey to the holy city. Give us new strength to follow you on your way, so that even we may ascend the hill of the Lord and stand in the holy place. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. And I wonder, please, now if we could receive the offering for this morning. Gracious God and Father of all, we thank you for your love and your care for each one of us. As we bring these gifts of money before you now, and money given in other ways to this church, we pray your blessing upon the gift and the giver, and ask that we can use these gifts to glorify your name in this place. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, who enjoys a good celebration? Well, smile when you do it, won't you? What are some of the things that you like to celebrate? Birthdays? Anybody had a birthday this week? No, that's good. I'm learning to play the guitar and I'm just up to happy birthday. It's a nightmare. I can't reach that G chord. But I'm trying. Anything else you like to celebrate? Your students? Oh, right. Fantastic. Has it been successful now?
So far.
Brilliant. Anybody else?
Football.
Say again.
Football.
Football? Who said that? Oh. And who do you follow at football? Well, they only drew one apiece yesterday. Fortunately, my team won 3-0. Away from home. Anything else you like to celebrate? Anniversaries? Weddings? Somebody said? Baptisms, yeah. Oh. Oh, housewarming. I had one of them. Yes, no. That's really important. Strangely enough, yeah. Hang on a second. That's absolutely more pertinent than you actually know for me at this very second. Sorry?
Christmas and Easter.
Just is that all? Every day. But Christmas and Easter in the Christian calendar, you mean, don't you? Yes. Anybody celebrate Lent? Well, you should do, really. Anyway, so yes. Absolutely. Yeah, at the moment. Yes. And how do we celebrate them? How do we do it? Oh. Oh, no, dear me. I didn't have a piece of cake yesterday because my team won 3-0 away from home. I've told you that. I'm not telling you it is because you'll go, ooh, ooh. Cake, any other way we celebrate?
Parties,
yes. What about singing?
Dancing,
waving scarves. I've scored again.
Yes.
Have we scored again? Yes. Clapping? Yeah. What do we shout things out when we celebrate sometimes? What would you like to celebrate? What would you like to shout out when you celebrate?
Woo!
Right, okay. I want to practice now, just for 1 or 2 seconds, that we're going to celebrate being here for worship this morning with our smiles on our faces. Yeah, okay? So we're going to celebrate. So after 3, I want you to shout. What's a good word to shout? I know. A good word to shout today is... Who? Hosanna. Who said that? Did somebody say Hosanna? Do you know, that was the word in my mind. I feel like Kreskin. Remember him? Right, so we're going to shout after 3. We're all going to shout Hosanna. Now, when I say this, I don't mean we're going to go Hosanna. Okay. We're going to shout Hosanna loud. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready? After 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hosanna!
Oh, fantastic. By the Billy Gunn, we don't have to do that again, do we? Fantastic. That was terrific. We're going to celebrate today, Jesus, because it's a very important day for us today. This Sunday is Palm Sunday, isn't it? The day that we remember Jesus' journey into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, which we heard in that reading earlier on. And we're going to listen to it again later on, but in a different gospel. So it's a slightly different, not much different, but slightly different. But a day today is a day to celebrate. And hopefully we'll all have our palm crosses. Yes. I'm not going to ask you to do anything stupid with them at the moment. I might do later on, but you never know. So we're going to celebrate today. And just before we, what are we doing next? Just before we sing our next hymn, I just want you to try Hosanna one more time. Okay? 1, 2, 3.
Hosanna!
Fantastic. Fantastic. Right, we're going to sing our second song now, which is number 264 in Singing the Faith. Now, we like singing this with a smile on our face, and it's make way for Christ the King in splendor arrives.
make way for Christ the King. In splendor arise, fling wide the gates and welcome him into your lives.
Make way
for the King of Kings, for the King of Kings.
Make way,
and let his kingdom in. He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free. The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the blind shall see.
Make way
for the King of Kings, for the King of Kings. Make way,
and let his kingdom in.
And those who mourn with heavy hearts, who weep and sigh, with laughter, joy, and royal crown, he'll beautify.
Make way
for the King of Kings, for the King of Kings.
Make way,
and let his kingdom in. We call you now to worship him as Lord of all, to have no gods before him, their thrones must fall.
Make way
for the King of Kings, for the King of Kings.
To stand here and listen to you lot sing. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. We're going to listen to our scripture reading now, hopefully. He says, oh yes.
This is called the triumphal entry. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And as he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and just found it just as he told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. And when he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen."
Thank you very much. Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meandering of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God. Amen. So as we know, today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. And every year, of course, during Holy Week, we're reminded of the last week of the life of Jesus on this earth. As Jesus arrived in Jerusalem for Passover with all the happiness and the joy, Jesus was being celebrated as the Saviour, as the new Messiah, as God's only Son. But during that most holy of weeks, Jesus experienced himself a great many different emotions. He was adored by the crowd, most of them. So he felt the adoration of the people. And yet during that week he was also abandoned by those closest to him. He was arrested. And I've never felt the emotion myself, thankfully, but I can imagine that's a bit of a stressful time. He was envied by the people in authority because of the crowds that followed him and would gather around to listen to him. And so he was tortured by the police. He was given a rigged trial. And then finally, he was put to death in the most cruel and painful way imaginable. During Holy Week, 2,000 odd years ago, Jesus died and was then buried by his grief-stricken friends, but was again seen by those same friends as he overcame death to live forever. All this, all that stuff happened in 1 week. And we know it happened, not just from scripture, but from historical secular writings of the day too. And so Holy Week is a time for me when we celebrate our love for Jesus. And then we mourn his suffering and his death. And then we rejoice on Easter Day. Rejoice for the resurrection of our Lord and Saviour, but for our own resurrection too. And so today on Palm Sunday, as symbolically we have our palm things, our palm crosses, as people over 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem had palm branches, let's imagine what that day could have been like. There's a huge crowd of people lining the streets to welcome this chap, the Messiah, as they call him, or Rabbi. And Jesus comes riding on a young donkey, just like the ancient kings of Scripture had done centuries before him. And then the week centres around a series of parades and celebrations, and everyone loves a parade and a celebration. Processions draw crowds because people want to know what's going on, don't they? Yes, Derek. We used to have walking days. I don't know if you still have walking days here, but they're mainly a thing of the past, aren't they, walking days? But in those walking days, they used to hire the Boys Brigade band that I was a part of to make a noise, at least. And people would come out and look, what's going on? There's somebody walking down the street making a noise. What's happening? And who doesn't go outside if they hear a police siren? Because people follow people, don't they? People tag along to be part of everything, even if they don't have a clue what's going on. On Palm Sunday, all those years ago, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the crowds grew and grew and grew, and people were waving branches and they were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna." Hosanna is a word of praise. It's a word of joy. It's a word of celebration. But it also means, save me. You see, people were excited. People were hopeful that Jesus was the one who was going to save them from the Romans. He was going to save them from poverty. He was going to save them from all the unjust laws that the Romans had brought in and from being ill-treated. But Palm Sunday is also a reminder to us that Jesus confronted the people of Jerusalem and Israel to make a decision. And the decision they had to make was, are you going to believe me or not? Are you going to follow me or not? Are you going to listen to what I've got to say or not? And so today, on this Palm Sunday, Jesus is confronting us with that same decision-making process. Now, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess that everyone in this church today would say that they believe in God. But how many of us actually understand what that can actually really mean for us? We have a choice to make. Are we going to live as Jesus taught? Are we going to believe his message? Or are we not? Within the crowds along the roads, there were a number of people of different views, different reactions to what was actually taking place, just as there are in any crowd. There are those who were in the crowd that day who were just casual observers wanting to know what was going on. What's all the noise about? People who were in Jerusalem just for the Passover festival. They may or may not have heard of Jesus, we don't know. They didn't really care about the fuss. There were those in the crowd who were plotting against Jesus, who were trying to bring him down. Because Jesus was this enigmatic guy who didn't really subscribe to the Jewish law. He did things against what the law was saying. He even had the audacity to say, you should love everybody, not just your family, your friends, and your other Jewish people. Actually, you should love everybody. The Samaritans, those who have never heard of religion. Can you just imagine? And some people in the crowd praised Jesus, thinking that he would save them. They were sure that he was going to raise an army and overthrow the Roman Empire. But that was not what Jesus seemed to be doing. And they were disappointed and they were discouraged. And then by the time Good Friday came, there was a new group of people watching this parade. Those who weren't followers of Jesus. They knew there was going to be trouble. And they wanted to be part of it. In fact, they wanted to stir the trouble up like the old football hooligans used to do. And these were the people who on Good Friday stood in that crowd and they shouted, crucify him! Crucify him! Set him free! Crucify him! Jesus offered Jerusalem a choice on that first Palm Sunday. And we have that same choice today. We can be curious, but don't want to commit. We can use Jesus' name, but perhaps not follow what he taught. We can choose to be dedicated followers who devote ourselves to Christ. Or we can stay in the middle of the road, watching things that are going on, but never really wanting to get involved. And I wonder, to leave you with a question, which one are you? Amen. We're going to sing again. It's number 262 in Singing the Faith. All glory, Lord, and honour to you, Redeemer King. I want to invite Kath now to come and lead our prayers of intercession.
Pray. We pray to you, Lord of palm branches and the cross, for you understand us, and in love you have promised not to push away any who come to you. So we pray for people who feel pushed away from a living faith in Jesus by pressure from family and friends, those who feel pushed away by other people in churches if they do not share the same kinds of ideas or ways or clothes, for people who are pushed out by those who want power, whose main love to be noticed, to have control. And especially today, we pray for refugees from all forms of conflict, and particularly for those fleeing the war in Ukraine. May they find a welcome and peace from the horrors they've endured. We pray for your church, that all who trust in Jesus will be made able by your Spirit to follow his humility, to see and imitate his servant life, to welcome and not condemn. Help your church to be like Jesus. We pray to you, Lord of palm branches and the cross, for you know the warm glow of being praised and the loneliness of being hated. We pray for world leaders, quick to stand in the limelight, taking decisions which affect everyone in the world, but slow at times to do the steady, less glamorous work to which they are called. We pray for world leaders to understand their role to serve the peoples of the world, that posturing will be replaced by practical action to make a difference, and jockeying for position be replaced by genuine efforts to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for those who are weak. And we pray that world leaders will come together to find a way to stop war and violence affecting so many in our world. In days when food banks are required in our land to feed families who struggle to provide the basics for life, we ask that you will rearrange our priorities and help us to live more like Jesus. We pray to you, Lord of palm branches and the cross, because you know how quickly life changes to death. We pray for those who have recently lost those whom they've loved. In the shock, confusion, pain and sorrow, especially of unexpected loss, we pray for hearts to be open to the comfort of your Spirit, shown through friendship and community as deep calls to deep. We remember those we know who mourn in these days, who need to be sure that you invite those in sorrow to turn to you, and we name them before you now. We pray for the Phelan family, friends of Derek's, grieving for their daughter. And we pray for people suffering in body, mind and spirit. We pray for Sue Livesey in hospital. We pray for comfort and strength for her at this difficult time. We pray for Karen. We continue to pray for her well-being and for love to surround her. We ask, God of grace, that you will make us more like some of the crowd, that we will follow Jesus and give him our praise in the way we live, that we will turn away from wrong and evil to stand on the Master's side, that we will be faithful in worshipping the one who has come in the Lord's name, through our singing, our worship, our prayers, our attention, in giving our skills, time and means through the days of our lives, and in the offering which we've made for you. Bless, we pray, all that is given to your glory and the good of many, through Jesus, who is the Saviour of all. Amen. We pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Kath. And as we now prepare our hearts and minds to receive the bread and wine of communion, we sing together number 569 from Singing the Faith, "An Upper Room Did Our Lord Prepare for Those He Loved," until the end. I'm hoping that the responses will appear on the screen as we go through the communion liturgy for the season of Lent. And I would invite you to join in the words that are in the bolder type, if you would, please. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and blessing and praise belong to you, gracious and eternal God. Through your living word, you created all things, the majesty of the heavens and the glory of the earth. In your wisdom and goodness, you have made all people in your image and likeness. Therefore, with saints and angels and with all creation, we lift up our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, we give you our thanks and praise that in the fullness of time you gave your only Son to share our human nature and to be tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. To set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem, and to be lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw all creation to himself. When the hour of his glory came, and loving his own to the end, he sat with them at supper. He took bread, and after giving thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance to me." Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. In obedience to his command, we recall his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and we look for his coming in glory. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and the blood of Christ. In union with Christ's offering for us, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice. Unite us in love and peace with all your people, until with the whole company of heaven, we are brought into the presence of your eternal glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Christ is the bread of life. The cup we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Christ is the true vine. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. And could I invite you to join me in the prayer of humble access? Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy. On that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. So draw near with faith and receive this Holy Communion of the body and the blood of Christ, and feed on the Lamb of God with reverence and with faith. Wafers on the plate, if anybody is celiac, just please let me know and then you can just pick your own up. Let's pray together. Renewed and refreshed with these gifts of bread and wine, go out into the world and renew and refresh all those you meet in Jesus' name. Amen. As we pray, gracious God, we thank you that you have nourished us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. May we who have received this sacrament be strengthened in your service. We who have sung your praises live in your glory. And we who have known the greatness of your love see you face to face in your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And our closing hymn for this morning is 319 from Singing the Faith. Christ triumphant, ever reigning, Saviour, Master, King. And now may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us and all those who we love and all those we should love, this day and forevermore. Amen.